How's the neck?
It's fine. Everything's fine.
What a relief. You know, I landed pretty hard on top of your head.
No kidding.
Oh, yes, I'm a big guy and I had some momentum built up. Listen, how about a poem?
She stared at me. What?
A poem. You know, sometimes when we're not feeling our best, a poem can lift our spirits. And, well, I'm a pretty awesome poet.
Maybe some other time.
Okay, how about a few tricks? You ever see a dog do a backflip with a half twist? She rolled another kink out of her neck.
Listen, I know you mean well, but I really don't have time for this. We're doing an excavation at the lake, and we need to get back to the site.
You do archaeology? Wow, what a coincidence. You won't believe this, my little sweet pea, but I am a genius at bones. And here's a great idea. I moved toward her.
No, please, don't come any closer.
Right, sorry. Anyway, I just had the greatest idea, and you're gonna love this. How about if I...
Hanky! Here, Hanky, come on!
Huh? My ears had just picked up a message from little Alfred, calling me back on duty. What lousy luck. I heaved a sigh and turned towards the lady of my dreams. Ma'am, I have some terrible news. My outfit has just been reactivated. I must go.
Goodbye.
I know, I hate it too. But when you're head of ranch security, you march to the drum of a different beat. But I want you to know that this time we've spent together has caused my heart to soar.
Right. I'm sore all over.
Exactly, but this won't be our last time together. I have a feeling that we'll meet again.
Wearing a cute little smile, she came to me and touched my cheek, causing a flash of electrical current to course through my entire body. Then, in a soft whisper, she said,
"You know what? I have a feeling that we won't."
My heart banged inside my chest as I moved closer and looked into the depths of her eyes. "My dearest, if it's the last thing I ever do,
get off my foot!"
Alfred's voice tore through the silence.
"Hanky, come on, here, boy."
I snapped to attention.
"They're calling me and I must leave, but I shall find you again, oh beloved, if it's the last
goodbye
thing I ever do. Until we meet again, goodbye, Sardina."
I leaped out of the back of the pickup before she could call me back, before my heart could break into 100 pieces.
I mean, you talk about a sad farewell. It was a ripper, and I didn't dare look back. Why, the sight of her sobbing might have... I couldn't even allow myself to think about it.